There could be a new law enforcement facility in the near future in Sioux City. The Woodbury County Board of Supervisors voted last night to advance discussions regarding the construction of a new center. That project would cost an estimated $49.5 million. Director of Woodbury County Building Services Kenny Schmitz told the board that a new detention center would cost twice as much as fixing the current jail. Fixing the current jail includes some much-needed heating and air conditioning upgrades, but fast-tracking that project didn't provide much cost savings.
So we projected those costs to see if they would alleviate some of our problems. As it turned out, really it didn't help much. The cost is $5.266 million.
Board Chairman Keith Raddick says he believes the board will vote next week to approve an architecture contract during the following supervisors' meeting. It's a step that could lead to the construction of a proposed 440-bed facility. The national motto, "In God We Trust," has been painted on prominent walls of 23 public school buildings in Rapid City, South Dakota. It's in keeping with a new state law that requires the motto to be displayed on public school grounds in prominent locations, including cafeterias, common areas, and entryways. The Rapid City Journal reports lawmakers who supported the legislation said it's meant to inspire patriotism. "In God We Trust" was adopted as the U.S. motto in 1956, with the passage of a bill that President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed into law. In May, a group of students from Stevens High School asked the school board to display an alternate version of the motto they designed. It includes the names of Buddha, Yahweh, and Allah. The board took no action on that. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.